prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is Tuesday, 17 May 2022. Hope you all had a wonderful day. It's been a beautiful day here in the mountains of West Virginia. It's gorgeous. Up in the 80s. It's getting warm, but it's just pretty down here. Everything's green, flowers are blooming. So I am tickled to live out in the country right now. I truly am. We're going to bring up our guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Stan Johnson a little bit about something he's involved in called Joseph's Kitchen. And folks, we're going to tell you how you can feed a couple people all year, a whole year, for a couple thousand dollars. Now, I'm not making this up. This is for real. So hang in. We're going to tell you about that because the price of food, you're going to want to hear this. Don't forget, we are going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us at 10:30. If you go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream, there we will be. If you don't have a computer, you can call us from the phone and listen at 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. 10:30 a.m. is when we start. 11:30 we start current events, and at 1 o'clock we do Bible study. So please come and join us if you can at all. I mean, I think you'll find it very interesting. And I think kind of important, actually, because it's the Word of God. And also, don't forget that to keep Freddie and John in your prayers. Freddie is still not doing real well. I mentioned last night, Freddie is very, very sick right now. As I said, he went septic. He's fighting cancer. He's a good fella, folks. He needs your prayers, okay? And Johnny, too. Johnny's still gaining ground slowly, but he's still gaining ground. But thank you for prayers for him and all that you've done and your prayers for all these folks. I don't know anything about the little girl yet. I don't know anything, what's happened with her. We haven't got the results back yet, but excuse me. But prayerfully, she's going to be all right. And, of course, don't forget the special we're offering this month on the book, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. Powerful, powerful book. And I do mean this sincerely. If you don't want the truth, don't order it. Because it's hard-hitting, okay? It's written by a guy who's a historian. I said, not a Christian. His views on Scripture are not mine. But he does get some historical facts in that I think everybody needs to know. So I'll give you a heads up on that. And, of course, the book we print off and offering for you, Silent Wars, Silent Weapons for Secret for Quiet Wars, along with a teaching on that, plus another 2-hour DVD on the Beast, the Mark, and the Great Reset that's offered. All those 4 hours of teachings and a book are $15 already on that also. And no, folks, we're not making a lot of money on this at all. We truly aren't. But we're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it so we can get people out, the truth out to the folks. We are heading into something that we've never seen before in America. And not my lifetime. Maybe during the Depression got a bit that way. To know that we're going to be actually running out of food in the stores, and already are, even baby food, and now pet food, and on it goes, to see this happening, and much more than that, much, much more than that. A trucking company told me today that they may be running out, maybe not be able to buy diesel fuel pretty soon. They're going to be starting running short the pumps. This is coming from a trucking company, folks. This is not looking good. And we know that God's judgment on America is happening, and we know this is also the New World Order's plan to bring us to our knees. We know that. But our God will take our enemies to judge us when we sin against Him. So all these things we need to pay attention to and tell people about the blessings of Christ, salvation through Christ, the grace of Christ, the peace of mind that comes through Christ and Him alone. But they're not going to find peace in this world, no matter how hard they look. There's no peace in this world. None. Zip, zilch. And no politician is going to turn it around. Without repentance, there is no hope. Now, I'm going to move on from that and get into our guest tonight, because I'll bring up our guest. I'm anxious to talk to Stan. We had Stan on last month discussing this briefly, and people were interested. But I know the first time I hear something, sometimes all the information just doesn't quite go all the way in. So we're going to discuss again tonight something he discovered called Joseph's Kitchen. And I'm excited about this. I'm trying my best to get enough funds put together to get this complete equipment for Marcia and I, because I do look for the food prices to get out of hand to the point that, well, it's going to be tougher just to keep food on the table. So far, I've been very blessed not to have see it that way. But America must be judged, folks. Must be judged. After killing about 75 million babies or more, it must be judged. And Roe v. Wade may go away in the Supreme Court, but the Senate cometh in two votes of passing a full 9-month murder bill just last week. I mean, so it's not going away. America's going to be judged. And all I can tell you is prepare yourself. And Stan Johnson, you there?
Yes, sir.
It's good to have you, my friends. It really is. And thanks for joining us tonight. I don't mean to pester you because I know you're a busy guy, but what we talked about last month was so intriguing and interesting that I thought we need to talk about this again so people get a second chance to hear it that didn't hear it the first time and understand more about what it's all about. Explain to us, please, how we can feed a husband and wife for the little bit of money you talked about. Tell us about Joseph's Kitchen, how you discovered it, and just what's going on there.
Okay, since we have an hour, with your permission, what I'd like to do is give them a little bit of background that they really need to know, and then like the second half for the last 20 minutes, then I can cover all of the details about Joseph's Kitchen, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. I won't charge you more than him already. Go ahead.
Okay.
Right ahead.
Essentially, before we get into Joseph's Kitchen, I'll tell you briefly what it is. As you recall, in the days of Pharaoh and Joseph, Pharaoh had the dream and said, essentially, Joseph interpreted, said, okay, look, there's coming 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. And the 7 years of famine are going to be so bad that they will eat up all of the blessing of the 7 years of plenty. I believe that as of September the 6th, and I can go in, which we won't have time to go through tonight, you just got to believe me, but as of September the 6th of 2021, that 7 years of famine started again. And I believe it's probably going to be at least, if not worse, than the famine of the Joseph and Pharaoh days. In the days of Joseph, they stored up grain. They required the people to bring in 20% of their harvest. And they put that in a big storage bin. And then during the 7 years of plenty, that fed the world. Wheat. Not beans, not rice, not corn. It was wheat. Wheat fed the world for 7 years. And what I'm going to tell you later is how God led me to start making my own homemade bread with wheat, grinding wheat, and making my own bread, and how it's really, really delicious, but extremely good for you.
And I want to say one thing here, if you don't mind, Stan. I want to say one thing. Rye bread is, I'm a diabetic, and rye bread is actually the best bread a diabetic can eat. And I want to tell you, my wife made homemade rye bread tonight. Homemade bread is really hard to beat. You know that.
Oh, well, absolutely.
It's delicious. Delicious. Go ahead.
I got to try some of that rye bread, but right now I'm just doing the wheat. But there's not one food that a person could eat during their entire lifetime and totally sustain them. But if there is one, probably the closest to it would be whole wheat bread. I'm sure rye is right up there, too. But anyway, so what God has shown me is that I should start storing up wheat and that we should start selling it, and that's through Joseph Kitchen. And I want to tell you how to do that, because there, at least as far as I know, and we've been talking about this, I guess this is the 14th week now, and so far, no one has contradicted what I'm about to say. And apparently, the cheapest way, and probably one of the best and most nutritious ways to eat during a famine is wheat. So we're going to tell you how to use wheat to immediately start cutting your food costs right now. So all of these people is paying all these higher prices for food. We're going to show you how to actually cut your food costs and also to have food for the famine. Now, let me back up before I get there. I want to tell you a little story, because it's so important that you understand this. So let me back up to the beginning. In 1988, I was introduced to a Romanian pastor by the name of Dimitri Dudeman. He had smuggled Bibles into Romania and Russia for some 30 years. They put him through 5 months of torture trying to get him to tell how he smuggled the Bibles. He wouldn't tell them. It culminated in them putting him on the electric chair twice. As the electricity is going through him, the whole room lit up with white light. Angel Gabriel appeared in the room, said, "You're not going to die. You're going to America to give them a message from God." Well, the angel came to him. Sure enough, they couldn't kill him. Angel came to him, told him year, month, day, and hour he would be exiled to America. Came to pass. He arrived in America in 1984. The angel Gabriel came to him again. Showed him California, Las Vegas, New York, and Florida. Now listen carefully. It's no secret our nation has fallen away from Jesus.
Amen.
Our nation used to be the golden cup in the Lord's hand. We used to be the city that was the city of light on a hill to the rest of the world. But he showed him California, Las Vegas, and Florida. And he said, "Do you see what I've shown you?" He says, "This is Sodom and Gomorrah. And one day it will burn." He said, "How will it burn? America's so powerful." Here is what you look for. The angel said the fall of America will start, listen carefully, with an internal revolution in America. Okay, now what's the definition of an internal revolution? It's not burning buildings. It's not rioting. It's not picketing. It is the violent overthrow of the people overthrowing their government. Let me say it again. It's the violent overthrow of government by the people of that nation. That's the definition of an internal revolution. An internal revolution started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government would be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two other countries will attack and defeat America in one day, in 1 hour. Now, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. Well, December 10, 2001, Terry Bennett also said that the angel Gabriel appeared to him. And part of what he said was, for a while, America will have a fractional government because the military will step in and seize control of our federal government. Now, I believe that that happened when the good guy, DJT, really won the election, but the bad guys stole it. And the internal revolution is when the good guys and the military behind them decide to go up and, just like said here, seize control of the federal government. You know, you call it a coup, but in all honesty, it'll be to help our nation. That's why the military will have to step in. Then Jack Rigney comes along, April 2, 2021, and he had a dream, and he said, "I saw an armored battalion of tanks, Humvees, with roof-mounted machine guns and armored personnel carriers with cannons, going to the Capitol, the Supreme Court, the White House. Army personnel disarmed all Secret Service men, guards, and police, guarding them in the buildings. Then the Army personnel went back in, took all that they wanted." So he saw the military take temporary control of the government. So that's three people that saw what the internal revolution is. Now, let's jump forward a little bit. April 15, 2002, my wife Leslie, the Lord spoke to her in a night and told her a long dream. I don't have time to go into it. I'm just going to tell you the point. She was told that the Palestinians will be given a state. Listen carefully. I'm going to tie this together in a second. I'm about to shock you. The Palestinians will be given a state. Oil would be discovered in Israel. The oil will give Israel enough money to strengthen the military. Then Israel and America would go against most of Islam. That was 2002. Then 2006, the Lord spoke to her again in the night, audible voice, and gave her seven newspaper headlines. Now, I can confirm, because in 2008, the Lord spoke to me in the night and showed me Leslie standing in front of her fireplace holding up these newspapers with these headlines on it. So there's two people verify this. The headlines work. These are the headlines leading to the fall of America. You see, we're going to be talking about food here in just a minute. Until you understand that God is displeased with the sin in this nation and has made the decision to bring a great cataclysm on it, until you understand that, you don't need to get prepared. But once you understand that, then you'll make steps to do the right thing. So the newspaper headlines were, hope you have a pen and piece of paper handy, Homer ushers in Palestinian state. Now, since 2006, we still don't know what the word Omer means. We guess that is probably the counting of the Omer, which is the 49 days between first fruits and Pentecost. And in 2023, that's the dates April 6 through May 25. Then the next headline is, catastrophe hits America. I'm going to hold off on giving you the rest of the headlines here for just a second. Last week, there were several articles that came out in several credible newspapers. One of them, sad to say, was CNN. And it said that Biden is planning a trip to Israel before the end of June, in which he's going to visit East Jerusalem. Now, the uninformed might say, so? But those that know what's going on say, oh, my goodness, that's terrible, that's terrible. Because what that is a tantamount to doing is to say, we are going to split Jerusalem. He's going over there to East Jerusalem, the land of the Palestinians, and Israelis are not going with him. So basically, we are afraid that he's going over there, and the conclusion of his visit is to say, we need to give these poor Palestinians a state. And in talking about that, they are very open, and they're saying, we believe in the two-state solution. Now, we have Dan Boehler, Sundar Salvarez, Shane Warren, and I think it's a total of nine different holy servants of God and prophets that have said that if America splits Jerusalem, God will split America. And I have like 14 different people in dreams or visions or angel visits that have been shown that America will be split. The Great Lakes will become one land or one water mass and will open up. And it depends on how much we split Jerusalem. Les was shown in a vision that the Great Lakes unite and split all the way down to Tupelo, Mississippi. Augusto Perez, Sundar Salvarez, and several other ones were shown that it split all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. And in February 2014, we had Prophet Ephraim Rodriguez come and make a DVD for Prophecy Club called Catastrophe, Meteor, Tsunami, and Earthquake. He's a prophet from Puerto Rico. And he was shown a vision of a large meteor hit Mona Island, which is just west of Puerto Rico, causing a tsunami 1,000 feet high at Puerto Rico. But it sent a tsunami up the eastern seaboard 200 to 400 foot high. And when it hits the east coast of America, it went inland from 20 to 100 miles. But where it hit was an earthquake fault running up the Mississippi River Valley to the Great Lakes, splitting America from the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico and much of the west coast, California, all the way up into Alaska, fell into the ocean. Now, this guy coming in, I thought, oh, well, if it's just one guy seeing this, then forget it, go back to sleep. So I got on the internet, did some research. I found six people that were shown a large meteor hitting near Puerto Rico. Not just any place, specifically, they saw Puerto Rico. More people saw a tsunami hit the east coast of the United States. 6 people saw America split in 2 pieces right down the middle. 3 people saw large chunks of California fall into the ocean. And 9, and by the way, now the count is up to 12 people saw America split because she split Israel. Now, I'd like to say that's the end of the story, but that's only the beginning. July 10th of 2012, we had Pastor Shane Warren come in and make a DVD for Prophecy Club. He said he had a vision back in 2011. I was asleep. And he said, at first I thought I was dreaming. He said, but the TV then all of a sudden turned into a vision. And I saw what appeared to be like a satellite image of a storm covering from north, south, east, and west all across America. Then I saw the weather anchor reach down and pick up a fist of dollar bills. It's raining. It's raining. It's dollar bills. It's almost like they're worthless, blowing in the wind, worthless as leaves. Then the scene changed. And the anchor said, at a different location, I'm here at the New Madrid Fault in the heartland of America. There's just had a major earthquake. I heard a booming voice speak from behind me saying, they divided my land. Now I will divide their land. Then the scene changed. He was taken into the Middle East. I saw India, Syria, Indonesia, Turkey, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Egypt, Russia, and China. These world leaders discussing how to devalue the dollar. I hope you're listening. Devalue the dollar by how? How? By buying oil in another currency. I saw drastic drops in the value of the dollar. The devaluing of the dollar then caused major rioting in the streets. And I saw them holding up signs saying, give us our entitlements. Give us our entitlements. I heard the audible voice of God say, silver, not gold, silver will begin to drastically increase in value far more than gold. I saw the sign, give us our entitlements. He said it was literally war. I mean, all across America, it's like civil war broke out within our borders. It was all over the issue of valuing our money. In these meetings, these world leaders were talking about how to devalue America's currency by buying oil in another currency. I'm going to come back to the miracles in just a second. Let me jump forward. August 24th, 2021, HalTurnerRadioShow.com. He says that Saudi and Russian officials Tuesday announced the signing of a military cooperation pact between the two countries. So, well, here's the so. Back in the 1970s, Saudi Arabia is being attacked by other Muslims, and so they made an agreement with the American military that they would protect the Saudis. And the Americans said, we'll do this if you agree to only sell your Saudi crude oil in U.S. dollars. Now, that made the U.S. dollar very strong. It became known as the petrodollar. And so all of the nations of the world that wanted to buy the Saudi crude had to take their coins or their yen or their marks or whatever it is, buy U.S. dollars in order to buy the crude oil. That means that everybody had to have U.S. dollars on hand, and it made it primarily the reserve currency or the currency that all of the nations then had to have on hand. What happened August 24th of 2021 is the exact opposite. Now, since Saudi no longer has to rely on American military might to protect it, Saudis can start selling their crude oil in whatever currency they want. And they are now, as we already saw, the Russians are starting to sell its natural gas and its crude oil in rubles. And China is already starting to buy the Saudi oil in yuan. So it's a matter of time before our dollar crashes. Now, hang on to that. I'm coming to some good news here in a minute. Then, March 25th of 2022, Chris Reed, a man that's a great man of God, had a dream. An angel came to him and held up a $50 bill and tore off one third of it. I hope you're concentrating. If you want to know what your world is about to be like, this is about to tell you. Tore off one third of the $50 bill. We believe the $50 bill represents the 50 United States of America. And tearing off one third of the dollar bill means that the value of the American dollar will fall almost instantly by one third. That means that everything that you're buying, instantly goes up by one third. Then he began to see people walk up in a stream and hand him newspapers. He said he read the newspaper headlines on it. And he said, I can remember every word and the order that they came. He said, this is what I saw. First headline, U.S. dollar drops 30% in value. Subtitle, listen carefully, Middle Eastern oil strikes deal with China instead of the U.S. That's exactly what Shane Warren was told back in 2011. Second headline, the perfect storm. Now, what does that mean? That means that all of this comes upon America all at once from all directions, kind of like we're seeing. Subtitle, inflation reaches a new high. Three, food shortage crisis as wheat and bread imports are at a stalemate. What does that mean? That means that no longer is America able to buy wheat from other nations. And in case you haven't heard, there's a massive drought on about three-fourths of America, specifically in the wheat belt. And if you haven't heard, the people that are growing wheat are scared to death. They're saying they're not going to have enough wheat grown in America to feed Americans. And that's just a matter of time. Right now, we're eating what was grown in 2021. But the latter part of this year, we're going to have to be eating what was supposed to be grown in America in 2022. Then let's go to point number four. Then he saw the angel appear in front of him again, holding another $50 bill, but this time he tore off half, meaning the value of the dollar bill then reaches half of its value. So try to imagine everything you're buying is now twice the price. Then the headline he saw was riots and civil unrest as citizens demand entitlement checks. Entitlement? We don't use that word, but specifically that's what Shane Warren was told when he saw them holding up signs saying, we want our entitlements. Then an earthquake happened under my feet. Then the next two headlines have to do with Israel. Israeli and Palestinian two-state solution reached. Major earthquake hits the middle of the U.S. Exactly what the other people have seen. Then America in Pieces, subtitled More States Secede from the Nation in Rebellion to the Federal Government. So, when God splits America, he not only splits the land from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico, but he also splits the states. In other words, united you stand, divided you fall. The states secede from the Union. Then the next headline is talking about what Dmitry was told. The U.S. military takes charge as uncertainty looms over the federal government. Then he saw a new dollar bill like a cell phone. He said, I saw it.
All right, hang on through the break. We got a lot more to talk about, folks. We really do after the break. Don't go away. This has been interesting already. If you'll give us a call next half hour, you can at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought three mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using three sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green, with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's carbon 60. A stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back here. We're talking to Stan Johnson. He's went through a lot of teachings to get us to the point we're going to make a little bit about Joseph's Kitchen. And I'm so glad he did. And I'll say this, and we'll get back to Stan, because he has a lot more to share with us, I know. You know, I don't agree that the Israel that exists today is the Israel of the Old Testament. I don't agree with that at all. But it's prophesied had to be there, because Jerusalem will become a burdensome stone around every nation in the world, around their neck and every nation in the world. It's happening. Expect it to happen, because he said it was going to happen. And it's going to cause division and consternation to the whole world. But especially, it's going to be in America. But then go back to what you were saying, Stan, and folks, you want to call and talk to us, you can. 844-769-2944. But don't go away. We're going to tell you how you can feed yourself on about $1,000 a year. Go ahead, Stan.
Okay. All right. So now let's jump on to, again, the last one was the angel visiting Chris Reed, March 25th of 2022. Then this past, Thursday, Friday, is 5/13 of 2022. He said, I woke up and the angel was in my room again. He said, and this is what the angel said. He said, two children of the Cold War will soon be removed and taken out of power. He said, Joe Biden will be taken out of power, and so will Vladimir Putin pretty soon, and both will happen fairly close together. When this happens, Kamala Harris will become the VP, but she will struggle with this in person and even more behind the scenes with her inadequacies.
Well, you mean she'll become president, you mean, not VP, president. Yeah, okay. Right, you mean president, right? That's all right. Go ahead.
Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, will emerge to become a major player in Biden's world, or Biden's void, excuse me. The globalist New World Order system is looking for the opportunity in the current climate where there's crisis after crisis. France wants another Napoleon. Spain wants another queen. Greece wants another Alexander the Great, and Rome wants another Caesar. And Terry Bennett, back in 2010, also had the angel Gabriel visit him and said almost the same words. He was told Greece, Italy, Spain, and France are to be watched. Greece is going to want another Alexander the Great, almost exactly the same words. Italy is going to want another emperor. Spain is going to want another king and queen. France is going to want another Napoleon. And Satan is going to offer all three of them in one person, i.e. the Antichrist. Now back to what Chris Reed got. So the angel went on talking to him and said, so the enemy is exploiting crisis climate in our world, and he wants to present the solution to the world as the world cries out for peace and safety. He went on to say that Paris, France, will become a hotbed of turbulence in the future, and that this next thing I'm about to say might be the most important thing I say all evening long. That Paris, France will become a hotbed of turbulence in the future, and that the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, will gain more public notoriety and news coverage and will emerge with more worldwide recognition for his purpose to introduce false peace to Europe. He said, I'm not saying that this angel said that Emmanuel Macron is the beast or the Antichrist, but he did say, keep your eye on him and watch him. Then the angel said, look up his birthday. And the angel left. He said, so I looked up his birthday. It's December 21st, which just happens to be the winter solstice, which also just happens to be the birthday of just about every pagan god in Babylon, Zeus, Tammuz, Baal, Jupiter. The ancient pagans believe on the shortest day of the year, December 21st, the sun god is weakest, then the sun, listen carefully, the son of Baal would be reborn. They believe after December 21st, the sun got stronger because the days got longer. And he said, and the verse came to me, he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And he said, now remember, Emmanuel Macron's first name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. He says, so keep your names, your eyes on Emmanuel Macron. Now, he did not say he's going to be the Antichrist, but indirectly, in my opinion, that is exactly what the angel was trying to say. Oh, there's more. Now let's go to 12/16/2021. Get that date, because that's important. So this is December of 21. When did Putin invade Ukraine? Answer, 2/22/2022. February 22nd, 2022. That's when he invaded Ukraine. She had this dream, or really this angel visit, 12/16/2021. So this is 2 months before Ukraine was invaded. So, and by the way, this is a very summarized because I cut out superfluous information we don't need to know, like how she was dressed and stuff like that. I received this dream two consecutive nights in a row. Now, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. So in that she had the dream two nights in a row confirms it. She says, I'm the only one sitting in a movie theater. The lights go off. The screen lights light up. Then I see newspaper headlines. The first one, listen carefully, Putin makes his move on Ukraine. I would say that first newspaper headline is for food. Second newspaper, China forces found in the China Sea as the invasion begins to simulate Taiwan back into CCP's control. Well, last week, that newspaper headline came to pass as China has now surrounded Taiwan, and I just got here. I just pulled it up. Oh, I closed it. Well, it said that U.S. has moved four aircraft carriers into the South China Sea right around Taiwan. So they are springing for something. Now, let's go to the next headline. This one is a shocker. Japan is bombed amidst takeover of Taiwan by China. Japan is bombed, admits takeover of Taiwan by Japan, or excuse me, Taiwan by China. Next headline. United States joins forces with the remaining forces of Japan to reclaim the freedom of Taiwan citizens. Now, the important word there to notice is the word remaining. I'll read it again. United States joins forces with the remaining forces of Japan. Remaining forces, in other words, apparently China hits Japan really bad and apparently kills a lot of their military. As it says, with the remaining forces of Japan to reclaim the freedom of Taiwan citizens. Next headline, Hawaii attacked by China and others. Now back to the rest of the dream. She said, then I see blood running down the screen. The word war is in the center, rapidly expanding. Jesus said, you have seen the beginning, some of these things to come. The scene changes. She says, I'm back in my bed. The screen lights on my cell phone light up, and I hear the voice of Donald John Trump announcing inbound nuclear weapons have been confirmed. He begins to name targeted states of America. I ran to my laptop trying to send messages from the cell phone all at the same time. Both displayed no connection. The electricity went off. I made a dash for my two oil lamps and began lighting them. Then the scene changed. I'm looking at a flat world map. Are you getting this, folks? This is like really, really important stuff. I'm looking at a flat world map with little armies and ships set up. It reminded me of the game called Risk, which had armies placed on the board to capture the other people's land. I see hidden ships in the waters and drones, some west of California, some near Alaska, New York, and Washington, D.C., and Virginia, both above and below the waters. I see some hidden near Florida, and many ships departing from Mexico, all heading to Florida. There is a great battle in the waters with little ships. Then I see large ships leaving ports in Russia and China, heading to California and New York. There's so much activity going on at this map, I'm not able to register it all in my mind. So I feel I need to continue focusing on the big battles and locations in the dream. I see invading fleets off Alaska, Virginia, followed a little later by Florida. There are little armies of men and tanks from Mexico that attack into California before the fleets arrive in Florida. I see flags of many nationalities, yet they're all flying under one united banner against America. This banner flag represents a coalition formed into fleets and armies across this map, surrounding and invading the United States. A great fleet submerged under the water now rises to the surface. The invading armies are massive. Now I see on this world map little X's in the colors of green, white, black, and red, appearing in numerous places. Jesus then said, the black X's are hidden weapons in the water, some known, some unknown to America. The red X's are drones to be used in the invasion of America. The white X's are ships and stations, now listen to this, to create and control the weather. Now see, that's another thing that makes me know this little lady is hearing from God. Because I'll guarantee you, there are not very many people out there that understand about scalar wave, understand that it is high technology given to us by Nikola Tesla, and that it can control the weather. It can make large areas of the atmosphere very hot or very cold, which can give us tornadoes and hurricanes. It can also start fires. It can cause droughts like out in the West. It can cause floods and snowstorms. True. The white X's are
That's
ships.
True. That's very true.
To create and control the weather.
That's very true. And we're down about the last 10 minutes, so you better want to get this moving on pretty quick here.
I'm about done. They also control the weather machines and the satellites. The green X's are the fallen ones, the Nephilim, which will take part in the invasion of America from the land above and below the sea. Oh, dear Jesus, there are so many, we don't stand a chance. I cry out in dismay. Daughter, where is your faith? I am the hope and salvation of your nation. When the people of your once great nation begin bending their knees in humble repentance, in true life-changing repentance, then I will step in from heaven and begin aiding your broken nation as you fight against those who seek to destroy you. How long will it take, Jesus, I ask sorrowfully, that depends on the people of the United States, daughter. That is totally up to you. Now, what we're trying to say is we are in the last days. We are in 7 years of famine. And I would suggest strongly that you write down josephskitchen.com. By the way, if you use the promo code Butch, yeah, you get a $50 discount, and it helps Butch's ministry, too. Now, let me explain. So if you go to josephskitchen.com, first thing you see that you need to see is the machines package. The problem is getting the wheat berries into flour because doing it by hand is extremely exhausting, almost impossible. But what the machines package is all the wherewithal you need to make the wheat. So with the meal, you pour the wheat berries in the top. 30 seconds later, you have ground flour. Put that into a bread machine with six other ingredients like olive oil and yeast and honey and things like that. Push a button. 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, steaming, hot loaf of whole wheat bread. The machines package is the thing you have to have. It's like in the $600 ballpark. I don't know exactly the price. And then, next you have to decide how much food you want. Want food 2 people 1 year, 4 people 1 year, 6 people 1 year, or do you want food just one person 1 year? Then you decide how much food you want. Now, the food arrives, like, for example, the wheat, arrives in nitrogen-packed pails. They're 100 mils thick. While rats can eat to even metal, they could eat through them, but because they don't smell it and it's packed with nitrogen, it'll last for years, many years. The other ingredients, we don't suggest that you just put it in the attic someplace and forget about all this. We encourage you to immediately start making your loaves, and you'll immediately start reducing your food costs. But then when the trouble hits, like the old saying says, the one eyed, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. And when nobody has any food, and you do have food, that's going to give you a big advantage. I suggest you order at least enough food for yourself, In other words, if it's like two in your family, you probably want to at least get a two for one plus the machines package. But you probably want to get some more for your neighbors around you. Maybe like a four by one, or maybe six people for a year. Go to josephskitchen.com. Now, the reason that's a good deal is if you go out and you check on freeze-dried food or other long-term storage food, survival or emergency food, whatever you want to call it, most of it costs you between $9,000 and $10,000 one person 1 year. Yes, I said that right. $9,000 to $10,000 for one person 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000 a year. What? 10% of the price? Yes, because wheat is God's famine food. Go to Joseph's Kitchen, order machines package, which takes the wheat berries to flour, put the flour into the bread machine, push a button, it makes the bread for you, cooks it, kneads it, everything you need. It sends you everything you need, even the gizmo to slice the bread, even beakers to make it with. I mean, and a thermometer, we send you everything you need. So you get the machines package, you decide how much food you want, and when in doubt, order a little bit more because you won't find anything. Well, I mean, like a typical loaf of bread, and we're talking about just ingredients, is in the ballpark of about $10. So you slice that into 14 slices. And I find a slice in the morning and a slice in the afternoon satisfies me. Yes, I can eat three slices if I want to overeat. If I eat four slices, sometimes it's 12 or 12:34 and get sleep tonight because I've got too much energy. I always have a slice of it before I go play racquetball because then I run like the wind. Even the young guys are saying, man, the old man's running like a young man tonight because it gives you so much energy. It's actually good for you. It's honey. It's all natural ingredients in this. And you can also add to the, like, jalapenos and raisins and cinnamon, and all kinds of different recipes. Go to josephskitchen.com. Enter the promo code Butch, B-U-T-C-H, get that $50 discount. Order the promo code Butch, and be sure and get your machines package, and then at least a year's worth of food. And when you're talking $1,000 a person, there is no reason not to get at least enough for you and your household. I mean, it's one thing when it's $9,000 or $10,000 for one person 1 year. I mean, you got six people in a household, that's $60,000. But at Joseph's Kitchen, we're going to show you how to do it for, in the ballpark, $4,500, something like that. Six people 1 year for 45, yeah. Mm-hmm. And because you're not going to wait, you start making the bread as soon as you get it, it'll lower your food costs. So when everybody else is complaining, man, the price of food's gone up. No, actually, in our house, we're paying less for food. I've got to where my wife and I, the primary thing we eat, for breakfast and for lunch, and I find if I eat it much after 5 o'clock, I have a hard time going to sleep because it's just too much energy. But normally for breakfast or lunch, it's primarily one of the things that we eat. Tastes really good, and you can make it just regular, or you can start adding jalapeno. I love the jalapeno bread. I've also put in cinnamon and honey and vanilla and spice it up. There's all kinds of recipes for it. But it starts at josephskitchen.com. Put in that promo code, Butch, get that $50 discount.
Butch? All right, folks, we got about 4 minutes left. You'll make a quick phone call. You can, but you got to hurry. Got about 4 minutes left. I think this program has been very interesting, very informative, and I do know the things he's talked about has come to pass because as I do radio and study for what's coming down for news headlines, I can build this program, build this leaders program on discount gold and silver to discuss the economic situations. Everything says true. It's come to pass. It truly is. I've reported on the radio show. It's true. So if you have any questions, call very quickly. If not, go to Joseph's Kitchen, josephskitchen.com, and mention our name. Just write, type in Butch and save some money. But now, if they don't have computers, how can they find out about this?
Joseph's Kitchen, you mean? Is that the question?
Yeah, if people don't have computers, a lot of my listeners do not have computers. They won't have them. So how can they get a hold of somebody to find more about this and get in touch with that, how to get order the product?
I don't know. I haven't got
gotcha,
that
didn't I?
That's a good question. I know that they do have a phone number. I don't know. Let me see. I don't know.
I tell you what, if you can't find it, folks, you can call me Thursday in the office. He'll give it to me before then, and I'll get the number to you if you call on Thursday in the office. Because
here we go. I got it.
Go ahead. Okay.
Phone
what
number.
Is it?
469-202-9241. I know you weren't ready to write that. He's grabbing a pen, grabbing a pencil, piece of paper. Here it is again. 469-202-9241. Repeating. 469-202-9241. And what we'll do is, there mostly, like one place I went to and it said, we are now filling October orders. We're about 2 weeks behind on shipping. In other words, when you order it, it typically gets shipped within a couple of weeks. That's real fast compared to what everybody else is doing. Many of them are several months behind in their orders. So when we say we're 2 months or 2 weeks behind, that's really fast. So just click on here. I'm on it now. Let me give you some prices. Okay. So if you want to get the machines package, and you do, that's to grind your wheat berries and also to make the bricks. So you don't have to do any work. That's $620 plus shipping and tax. And then probably most people here listening either want a 2 people 1 year or 4 people 1 year. Let me do the bigger one. 4 people 1 year is $26.50. So if you had $26.50 to $620, so you're talking about with shipping and tax, $3,600 to feed 4 people for a year. That's under $1,000 a year.
That's, amen.
And the bread is like really good. I mean, first of all, I love it when it comes right out of the bakery, the bread machine. It's hot.
Right out of the oven, so to speak. Yes.
Yeah. And you just slice it and put some butter on it. There's very few things in life that taste better than hot, homemade whole wheat bread.
We don't have much time left. I have to say, I grew up on homemade bread, and I'm going to tell you what, it is the best. It is the best. And folks, again, the number is 469-202-9241. Please check on it. At least check on it. Man, if you can feed 2 people for, now 2,000 a month includes a whole set, I've done it.
Yeah, it's everything. I mean, again, the bread machine, the bread slicer, the thermometer. I mean, plus we
everything.
Have videos showing you how to make it. So,
all right, we are flat out of time. Thank you, Stan, so much for joining us tonight. I do appreciate you, and we'll be in touch in the future, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon. Tell you love to have I said hello. And, folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. on Eastern time on Melody's program. And tomorrow night on my broadcast to Dr. Judy Mikovits. So don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.